Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Usually when I'm going through reading or sitting with the daily or Sunday readings, the first reading, especially if it's from the Old Testament, isn't often the one that stands out to me. Usually it's the second reading or the gospel more often than not. But as I was reading through today's readings, the first reading from Deuteronomy really struck me. And it says, Moses spoke to the people saying, "This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and decrees. Be careful then to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you are making this agreement with the Lord. He is to be your God, and you are to walk in his ways and observe his statutes, commandments, and decrees, and to hearken to his voice. And today the Lord is making this agreement with you. You are to be a people peculiarly his own, as he promised you. And provided you keep all his commandments, he will then raise you high in praise and renown and glory above all other nations he has made. And you will be a people sacred to the Lord your God, as he promised." And the line that really stood out to me was towards the end, and it says, "You are to be a people peculiarly his own." And what this line kind of made me think of, and especially in this context of Lent, when we're given this space to sort of put everything into perspective of what our daily life looks like, what our spiritual life looks like, where there are areas for improvement, where there are areas that we are failing to totally give ourselves over to the Lord. And then, of course, I think of the first reading from Joel that we hear every Ash Wednesday that says, "Return to me with your whole heart." And so going back to this line, "You are to be a people peculiarly his own," thinking about, okay, we're supposed to be his. And I know this reading is coming from a particular context within the Old Testament, the people of Israel. But just pulling from that line, saying we are supposed to be his, and then turning that into a question of saying what areas of our life are we not fully his? Are we not his own? And how that's easy for me to look at, and I could make a list a mile long of just the different areas that haven't been totally given over to him. And this reading goes on from Deuteronomy and says, "And provided you keep all his commandments, he will then raise you high in praise and renown and glory above all other nations he has made, and you will be a people sacred to the Lord your God, as he had promised." And so there's this promise with this too, that when everything is totally handed over to the Lord, when we give ourselves over to him, we don't lack something because of it. We're not missing out on things because of it. And I think often the temptation, at least for me, is when I'm going through my daily life and I'm often met at like a crossroads of like, okay, I can go pray or I can do this. Like whether it's like I need to clean or I need to do something else. Or maybe it's just I'm choosing to scroll on my phone or whatever it is. And so we're faced with those choices. And when I choose to go pray instead of doing one of those other things, I'm not missing out on something. And the Lord's not going to let there be some sort of deficiency in my life because I chose him over something else. And I think this reading makes that abundantly clear too, is that when we continue to hand over these different areas of our lives to him, we're not lacking something. We're not giving something up that he won't then replace with something else. And I think this can apply to other areas of our lives too, not just the choices being made with what to do with our time or the pieces of our heart, but even just thinking about our own desires. And if we're holding on to something really tightly and the Lord says, "Will you give that to me?" And he's not going to leave us empty-handed, but oftentimes is asking us to surrender something over so that he can then fill us more abundantly than we could have been otherwise. And so thinking about this reading, reflecting on that going forward in Lent, I think we're posed with this challenge of what areas of our lives have we not handed over? Have we not given to the Lord to make his own? So what areas are we kind of just holding on to in our own lives and not allowing him to kind of enter in, take over, transform, heal, whatever it is that he wants to do with it, whether that be our daily routine or the desires of our heart, whatever it is, what areas have we failed to hand over to him? Is there a lack of trust there? And if so, where does that stem from? And then what do we then do about it? And then this goes back to the call that we heard on Ash Wednesday to return to him with our whole heart and everything then that entails, our desires, our wounds, our preferences to do with our time, whatever it is. And so I think today when we pray, as we go about our day, we ought to ask the Lord to be with us throughout the different moments of our day, that we would be aware of that, and that we would recognize the moments where we're holding on to things rather than giving ourselves over to the Lord to be peculiarly his own. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are stubborn and we are selfish and we are prideful. But Lord, these are all opportunities to invite you in to heal us, to surrender to you, knowing that you only desire to bless us infinitely more abundantly than we could ever imagine. So Lord, we invite you in, even if it's just a little bit today, that we may make that step towards being peculiarly your own. Give us the grace to do so and continue to walk with us on this journey. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.